You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's no secret grey listing has been a big problem for us. Along with that have been concerns around marketing, concerns around Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes, and all of the other things that endanger you and I as consumers. And you know me, every Wednesday or as many Wednesdays as possible, we try to do as much consumer awareness and education as we can. And these efforts are not done by us alone. They're done by industry as well. And right now, the industry is looking to put together a code of conduct to enhance market surveillance. I'm joined on the line by the head of compliance at Investec Corporate and Institutional Banking, Happy Shihao, to take a look at this. Good evening, Happy. Thanks so much for taking the time. This code of conduct, what are we trying, what are we drafting here? What are the objectives? What are we looking to achieve?
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to the listeners. As you've mentioned, there's a backdrop that informs this code of conduct. You've touched on, you know, the fact of grey listing. You've touched on Ponzi schemes. I mean, as part of that, you know, our regulators have an obligation. We as industry have an obligation to collaboratively also come together to try and manage all of these moving parts within the market environment. I mean, ultimately, I mean, a code of conduct for us is quite a significant regulatory tool in terms of establishing certain ethical standards and guidelines, one, for individuals within organizations to follow, but two, it ultimately then boosts investor confidence in an economy where we do need investor flows. What it also does is, you know, it sets quite a positive tone around a positive work environment to also ensure that, you know, when we're looking at our trading activities on our various listed exchanges, that there's fairness, there's transparency. Again, we're trying to foster this thing called trust. And as we know, trust can be broken quite easily. But in our financial markets, I mean, trust is everything. And we're really trying to safeguard and ensure that that trust continues to live and that we're not necessarily in a state of another grey listing at some point or another. So that's really ultimately what we're trying to do. And again, protect our reputation as South Africa, not only as financial institutions that operate within SA, but SA is our home. And I think we all need to play our part in making sure that we protect it and influence it as best as we can.
Happy, when we look at this code of conduct, I mean, obviously there are already existing institutions like the FSCA and the Prudential Authority, and there is a lot of governance and structure in place in the financial space. What are we specifically looking to target with this code of conduct that would be different?
You're quite correct. There absolutely is an existing regulatory framework. Having said that, I mean, you know, if we look at the fact of grey listing, we were quite reactive as an industry and as SA Inc. in terms of how we responded to that. That for us became a very a massive trigger in terms of industry now being proactive. We understand that you need that collaborative engagement and the working of all stakeholders to ensure that ultimately the outcomes and the goals that we're trying to set for ourselves are ultimately implemented and managed. So the code of conduct will be more of a complementary regulatory tool, and which doesn't actually take away from the regulatory framework as it stands. Again, some of the things that we're trying to land with the code is certain principles, and those principles have also been lessons that we've learned as Investec as part of the journey that we've taken on market surveillance and trade surveillance and the like. And as part of that journey, there was a lot of lessons learned that came about. And we found that it would be beneficial to industry to also share that and have a room full of our regulators that journey with us, the JC that journey with us, to ensure that we're dealing with those. Maybe just to mention an example of some of the principles that we've looked at. We know we've lived for a couple of years in a world of COVID. And what COVID did is it introduced us and opened up a world of remote working. So when you then look at the financial markets and our traders and how we've typically done trading within, you know, our four walls, we now are enabled through our COVID experience to trade remotely. What does that then look like from a risk management perspective? And again, that risk doesn't only sit at an Investec. It actually sits across our various market participants. So in as much as we can try and manage the risk internally, because of the nature of the interconnectedness ecosystem that we find ourselves, it's important that from an industry perspective, we collectively manage that risk. So again, remote working, what would that look like? And it's not an Investec solve, I think it's an industry solve. Mm. So those are the principles that we're trying to, as industry, collectively embed within our respective financial institutions to ensure that there's also consistency with how we deal with some of these risks that we see on a daily basis.
Happy, one of the big things that's been troubling me personally, having worked in the financial services industry for so long, is the social media and the marketing and the messaging that goes out in that respect. I feel that a lot of that is being used or taken advantage of by some of the unscrupulous players, and it's only to the detriment of consumers. I mean, we rely on information to be shared with us via things like social media and platforms like the ones that we have, radio and TV. And if the messaging across that is incorrect messaging, it endangers our consumers. Does the code of conduct address the messaging that comes out in social media?
I couldn't agree with you more. When we had our conference last year, which was the first one, it was very evident that social media plays a part and it influences the trading activity that we see. So that's one of the topics that we have tried to solve for in the code itself. So we've got a principle around social media monitoring and oversight. And basically it's to, one, ensure that, the firms out there are alive to the thing that you've just mentioned around this beast called social media. We can no longer not do something with it. We can no longer monitor social media because it absolutely impacts. And anything in the public domain could be used for good or could be used for bad. So what we're trying to say to our other brokers in the market is that we need to build frameworks around the influence of social media platforms. And also to ensure that, in as much as we are regulated entities, we have employees, but employees also too have an ethical obligation, not only to us, but also to the consumers out there. And it's really about what kind of policies do we then have internally within our respective entities around the use of social media and the use of public platforms and some of the views that are shared by some of our employees. And to be very mindful of what we put out there as a view, but also to ensure that whatever we say is not particularly construed as market abuse or influencing trading activity in one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Having said that, we can't necessarily control human beings, as we know, but I think there is a start, and we can at least do something to try contain it and ensure that we are mindful when we are sharing certain views on public platforms. Because again, there are scrupulous individuals out there that are trying to take advantage of some of our communities.
Certainly a good start and a good step in the right direction. I, for one, welcome such a code of conduct and will continue to support these sorts of initiatives. But for now, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for those insights, Happy. That's Happy Shehao, who is the head of compliance at Investec Corporate and Institutional Banking, on the code of conduct aimed at enhancing market surveillance. I'll be sharing the code of conduct on all my personal socials shortly after the show.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.